COVID-19 has drastically changed the lives of millions of American children. Though children are substantially less likely to be harmed by a COVID infection, schools across the nation have shut down over the pandemic, and keeping kids at home doesn't just affect them, but entire families. 56% of parents are concerned about missing work if their child's school is closed, and 43% are concerned about making up for the free or reduced-price meals that their child received at school. Despite the difficulties families experienced in the spring, it looks like schools across the nation will remain closed or in limited capacity in the fall, despite the American Academy of Pediatrics strongly advocating that all policy considerations for the coming school year should start with the goal of having students physically present in school. Unfortunately, the teachers' unions are forcing schools to stay closed. That's power they shouldn't have. In Fairfax County, Virginia, the head of the Fairfax Education Association said that we should not return to in-person teaching and learning until a vaccine for SARS-CoV-2 is available, which won't happen until at least 2021, even if world record vaccine development speed is achieved. Columbus, Ohio schools also won't fully reopen their buildings for at least the remainder of 2020, in part due to demands from the Columbus Education Association. Teachers' unions in Palm Beach County and Orange County, Florida, Roanoke, Virginia, and the state of Iowa are among the unions across the nation exerting pressure to keep schools closed. To make matters worse, the same teachers' unions that are keeping schools shut and parents at home as unpaid proctors are battling school choice, so children are forced into other bad one-size-fits-all education policies. Since the spring, there has been a massive expansion of interest in homeschool. 59% of parents polled say their opinion towards homeschooling has become more favorable as a result of the coronavirus. And the state of North Carolina's website for registering a homeschool crashed because of the overwhelming number of submissions. As of a 2012 study, on average, homeschoolers achieve higher scores than their public school counterparts by 30 to 37% in all subject areas. Parents capable of homeschooling or who need to keep their children out of school to protect vulnerable family members should be empowered to pick that option and receive a voucher to help support their homeschooling needs, not be forced into whatever their school district decides. So if the teachers' unions get their way, nobody gets a choice. The majority of parents feel comfortable sending their children back to school, and some data indicate teachers themselves want to return. The union would hold them out. Parents who are at health risk or who have other reasons to want to keep their children learning from home need to be allowed to do what's best for their situation. But teachers' unions continue their one-size-fits-all approach that denies choice and shows that they stand only for themselves, not for parents, not for teachers, and most certainly not for the children. I'm Michael Watson. If you like this video, please subscribe to our channel and read the full article on our website. Thanks for watching.